They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running now, day after day, we'll make the mundane our masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down to a dead and buried, on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vine. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground of your sanctuary, shattering me with your touch. Oh Lord, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found hopeless. Hallelujah, on this side of heaven's gate. Oh, my life, how do you breathe and take my breath away? At your altar, I will pray. You're the sculptor, I'm the clay. Oh, my, my, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down. Something so out of the ordinary. How are you laying me down to a dead and buried, on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vine? The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground of the sanctuary, shattering me with your touch. Oh Lord, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found. Thank you.
Well, how about this? Would you join me in prayer, please? Lord Jesus, look who's here. Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you have done, for all of us, really. Special days like this, Lord, they are special indeed because of the people that you often call together in the form of families. We thank you, Lord God, that you are knitting together and building a beautiful new family here today. And we thank you, Lord God, for your presence in this place. We thank you, Lord God, for all the events that have happened and transpired literally every day of our lives that we arrive at a day like this. And Lord, we wouldn't want to go not 1 minute into it until we recognize that you, Lord Jesus, have always been watching over us, moving things and people and events, some difficult, some overwhelming, but many beautiful like this. We love you, we acknowledge you, Lord. We pray that your grace and protection would be here today and that you, Lord, would be blessed too. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen, you could be seated. Wow, wow, wow. We are so glad you're here. Some of you traveled for quite a long ways to get here. And I wanted to say just quickly that marriage is God's idea. He invented it. That means he has some pretty wonderful reasons in doing so. And I wanted to read one little section of scripture. It's often read at weddings. It's 1 Corinthians 13, that love is patient and love is kind. Love does not envy and it does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It is not easily provoked. And keeps no record of wrongs. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And we all love that section about love, but when you try it on and you put your own name in there, Steve is patient and he is kind. Uh-oh. And then it gets there to the end. Steve believes all things, hopes all things, endures. He never fails? No. It doesn't work unless Jesus is in the same phrase. Jesus never fails. And that's the point of a marriage, you guys. If he's at the center, you really can get through anything. Only possible because of what he does in his supernatural work. All right. Now, I understand you have some wonderful vows for each other. All right. And thank you, Bella.
Yeah, who goes first?
Doug shall go first.
Okay.
I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you. I'm the luckiest man alive to be able to be with my soulmate, but also my best friend too. I promise to love you through every adversity that we may face. I promise to support you to achieve your goals, and can't wait to see you strive to even higher heights than you've already accomplished. I cherish every moment that I have with you. All the trips we took to Tahoe and our walks through the park are some of the most peaceful and happy moments of my life. I remember going to Tahoe on a Friday night on a whim. We were at a gas station and just decided to go. When we got to the beach, we decided to look at the stars. And I thought to myself how blessed I was to have you in my life and for the Lord to have put you by my side. I love everything about you. I can't even put it all into words. I love how brilliant you are and how you've accomplished so much. I learn something from you every single day. You make me see different perspectives, and it's so amazing to see you every single day. I love how caring you are. You're always there for people, and you make everyone smile. When you step into a room, everyone brightens. I will support you, lead you, and grow in faith with you, to build our family, to grow in our home together, and to grow old together. I will always be there for you, be loyal with you, to be honest with you, and to trust you for the rest of my life. God has blessed me with you, and I will devote myself to you.
Doug, I remember the first day I met you, a new student joining our extremely small class. My first impression was, what a sweet guy and what a cutie. From the moment I met you, it was impossible to not like you. As time went on, we slowly became friends and then best friends. I'll never forget my 16th birthday party at this same church, dancing with you and going home and telling my mom how much fun we had. And she kept asking, well, why aren't you with Doug? And I kept saying, Mom, we're just friends. But deep down, I knew there was always something special about you. Over the years, I got to watch your character, your diligence, and the way you care so deeply for the people you love. You bring so much joy wherever you go, and anyone who's met you knows exactly what I mean. We shared so many adventures, trips, and memories, including the camping incident where you stole the donuts, which I will never let you live down. No matter what season of life I was in, you were always there for me. One moment that stands out is when I was house-sitting with Bella and we got scared. You were the first person I called, and without hesitation, you showed up to immediately make sure that we were safe. And you even sat on the uncomfortable floor for hours until we fell asleep. That's who you've been. That's who you've always been, protective, selfless, and steady. Last spring, I opened up to you about something that happened to me, and I saw another side of you that was willing to do anything to protect me, to stand up for me. And in that moment, I knew we could not stay friends. Truthfully, we never got the timing quite right before because we valued our friendship too much to risk it. But we finally took that leap, and I have never been happier. My only regret is not doing it sooner. Looking back now, I can see it has always been you right in front of me the whole time. This is hard. You've seen so many versions of me and stayed through every single one. You've wiped my tears after traumatizing shifts at the hospital, held my hair when I'm sick and can't stand up, celebrated life milestones with me, and even graduated with me. Through tears, late night breakdowns, and life's hardest moments, you've been my constant. You are my rock, my safe place, and my best friend. You are a man of character. You are fiercely loyal and the hardest worker I know, and you make me laugh like nobody else can. You light up every room you walk into with your smile and your laugh, and you are so handsome, but you are my best friend. I vow to choose you every single day for the rest of my life, and I vow to love you until the very end when we are old and gray. I vow to stand beside you in the good times and the bad, and to never leave you. I cannot wait for our future together, And I'm so grateful I get to spend my life married to you. I love you so much, and I thank God he sent me such an incredible husband. And I can see his grace, his guidance, and proof that what was meant for me was right in front of me all along. Oof.
That was awesome. We now are going to have the ring ceremony. Why a ring, and why is it there on the third finger of the left hand? It was understood in many ancient societies that the blood of the body ran closest to the surface of the skin at that point. So when you put a ring around that particular finger, it actually speaks of a blood covenant. And of course, that makes us think of the greatest blood ever shed for any of us, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So as you place your ring upon Jay's finger, if this is your heart, I'll say a couple of things, and when I'm all done, then you'll say, yes, or I do. Are you ready? Look deep into her eyes. By the way, if marriage is your condition currently, if you have a quick chance, would you glance down to your ring finger? And would you remember the time when you stood up in a place like this? And I pray that the Lord would bring back to you right now some wonderful, wonderful memories. Because the enemy tries very hard to blow up marriages. All right, are you ready, Doug? Now, this is for everybody else to notice, too. Now, when you see these guys ever in the future, and you see Doug and Jay wearing the ring, you get to say, how you doing with those vows? Are you ready, Doug?
Yes.
I, Doug, take you, Jaden.
I, Doug, take you, Jaden.
To be my wife.
Be my wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer or for poorer.
For richer or for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
Until death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinances.
According to God's holy ordinances.
I pledge my life.
I pledge my life.
I pledge my love.
I pledge my love.
Only to you.
Only to you.
Jay, as you place the ring on Doug's finger, would you repeat after me? Are you ready? I, Jaden, take you, Doug.
I, Jaden, take you, Doug.
To be my husband.
To be my husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
Richer or poorer.
Richer or poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinances.
According to his holy ordinances.
I pledge my life.
I pledge my life.
And my love.
And my love.
Only to you.
Only to you.
All right. Would you extend your hands as we pray for these rings? There you go. Would you extend your hands as we pray? Lord Jesus, you heard the humans. We try our best to do what we know how to do. But Father, we all know that this life can be a real challenge at times. And Father, we pray that as they say these vows to each other in your presence, Lord, that you would supernaturally empower them to accomplish everything that they have pledged here today. Lord, we need your Holy Spirit, your supernatural presence to expand our hearts, to expand our grace and mercy, Lord, to learn how to love, how to become a biblical husband, how to become a biblical wife. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Now we're going to do something that's kind of fun. We're going to sing a song, or I should say, Bella and Nicole, they're going to come over to the microphones. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. It's not just a song, it's a prayer. And you are all invited to come up as they're going to take a step down these steps. Go ahead. Watch your dress. Guys, come on in. And we are going to do something that doesn't often happen at a wedding, but if you feel so led, you are invited to come right out of your chair and lay hands on this couple. It's an amazing, beautiful song.
So yes, everybody who feels led, come and lay hands on them, and I lost my tissue, and pray for them. And if you're in your seats, you may extend your hands if you feel comfortable while we sing. And by the way, this is a worship song to the Lord, so it's for everybody to be singing while we pray and worship the Lord.
Thank you.
coming up and praying. Okay, wedding party, you're not done yet. Come back up. That was wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Now the fun part, are you ready? Inasmuch as you have pledged to one another before God and this congregation as duly appointed official of Washoe County and the state of Nevada and a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Now the best part. You may kiss your wife. Go turn to the crowd. Have you ever seen a more handsome couple than this? All right. It is my great privilege to introduce to you for the very first time in public, Mr. and Mrs. Douglas and Jaden Martin. Everybody, thank you so very much.
The one I've waited for. This will be the first time anyone